a shoulder to cry on. You don't know what to believe. All I know is in my dreams she wants me. We'll be right back.
Bloodletting. The Vampire Song here on 91.5 WMFO. It's Dead Air and Genevieve here. We've got another hour of the best of goth, old and new for you. And well, since it's still approximately 10,000 degrees here in Medford, I figured we're all feeling a little cranky. We've got some aggression to get out, so I'm going to do a special block of goth metal for you. We'll talk a little bit about that in that scene. Right now, we've got a classic from The Cure. It's 100 Years. Dead Airs on 91.5 WMFO.
I'm
Ozzy on 91.5 WMFO with Mr. Crowley. Sick guitar solo in that one. Mr. Crowley, of course. Aleister Crowley, the English occultist. And what is more goth than the occult, right? I tried to dabble in some tarot cards myself. It seemed, seemed like a cool goth hobby to take up, right? It didn't really go anywhere. Collecting dust right now. All right, it's Genevieve here. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO out of Medford, where it is currently 93 degrees, and it feels like 101 degrees. So what are you up to? You're up to nothing. You've got the AC and dead air blasting. That's about all we can tolerate this weekend. So maybe you've got some, you know, some cabin fever from just being inside all day. You have a little aggression you want to take out. I thought it would be a good time to do a block of goth metal. And now I know what you're thinking. That sounds wicked scary, Genevieve. Goth metal. It's really not. It's very melodic stuff. It does draw influence from death metal, doom metal, and of course the introspective dark lyrics that we love about the goth music there. It started in the 90s in the UK. Paradise Lost, that we're going to hear from, they were kind of one of the pioneers of it. On the US side, not a huge scene, but Typo Negative, who've got a very tongue-in-cheek approach to the genre. They were big, so we're going to hear I Don't Want to Be Me. It's Typo Negative. WMFO. Puna Quayle, 91.5 WMFO, Heaven's Lights on Dead Air, playing you the best of goth and alternative. It's Genevieve here. So Lacuna Quayle, they actually just played at the very aptly titled Rock Fest in Wisconsin. It's got all your favorite Hot Topic bands playing the Rock Fest this past weekend. Marilyn Manson, Evanescence, Rob Zombie. I think we've got kind of a shortage of the Radio Rock Fest around here in Boston. We get just, you know, all the cool hipster indie stuff like Boston Calling. You gotta go out to Worcester if you want some cool Radio Rock. I'm thinking of Rock and Shock Festival that was announced recently. That'll be at the Palladium in the DCU Center. Of course, happening in October, the 11th through the 13th, billed as 3 days of monsters, music, and mayhem. So, good stuff going on there. In terms of, horror stars, AmeriCorps stars that you can meet there, you've got Bruce Campbell from Evil Dead. That's actually pretty cool. And then Ray Wise, Cheryl Lee, Sherilyn Finn, all from Twin Peaks. So if you're like a cult Twin Peaks fan, that's definitely got a cult following. Hey, you can go get some pics, some autographs there. In terms of bands playing, the first night on Friday night, I can't even decipher what the band names are from their logo. So that means it's definitely black metal. The cooler you are, the more unreadable your band logo is. So if you're into that scene, that's cool. Municipal Waste is going to be there as well. Sick of It All. So got some cool metal bands on the bill. Rock and Shock, October 11th through the 13th, Palladium and DCU. So now another band that's kind of continuing our goth metal binge here that I've seen at the Palladium is Cradle of Filth. And this one here, it features Leif Christine, also a goth metal goddess in her own right. She's from Theater of Tragedy and Leaves Eyes. It's an Amphetamine Fix, 91.5 WMFO.
To the grave. Oh,
Raise your banner. It's Within Temptation, 91.5 WMFO. That one's from their new record, Resist, which I'm a big fan of. That one is on in the car all the time this summer. It's metal, but it's poppy. Poppy goodness there. All right, I'm Genevieve. You're listening to Dead Air. We've got the best of goth and alternative for you. I've got some Scarling on the way. Right now, though, gonna go with the band. They recently kind of stepped back into the spotlight recently, as some of their songs were re-recorded for Black Mirror. You might be familiar with that show. It's on Netflix, warning us all about the perils of technology. Our smartphones will kill us all, etc., etc. So you've got Miley Cyrus playing a pop star in one episode, Ashley O. And to kind of convey her predicament, they wanted to go with a band's songs that were dark, recognizable, and then sort of sugarcoat them with some more positive lyrics. So they went with Nine Inch Nails for that, including this one, it's Head Like a Hole, 91.5 WMFO. WMFO Medford. It's Genevieve here. Dead Air is coming to a close. Yes, but you can come back next Sunday from 1 to 2 for another hour of the best of goth and alternative. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'd say follow us on social media, but you know what? We're too goth for that, so you'll just have to come back again next week. We've got more of Tuss' best freeform radio coming up. We're going to close out the hour with Depeche Mode's Black Celebration, 91.5 WMFO.